Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students, preserving the past and inspiring future generations of dreamers. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission.
By coincidence, a travel journalist friend on assignment for the Boston Globe is standing directly in front of me in the Guadalajara Airport customs line. We chat for a few moments and then step across the white line and slide our passports across the counter. The somnambulant customs officer never looks up or makes eye contact. His only communication is the thud-thud of his official stamp colliding with our passports. His head moves ever so slightly up from the 6 o'clock nodding off position as he mechanically pushes the passports back across the counter. We assume that we have passed the gauntlet, but the agent leans across the counter and mumbles to my friend, "Are you Santiago?" My friend does not answer. He turns and asks me, "What did he say? I think he wants to know if you're Santiago." We both concur that it is probably some sort of trick, and it's possible that we might be in deep trouble no matter how he replies. My friend turns around, stands at attention, looks directly at the custom agent, and firmly proclaims, "No, sir, I am not Santiago." The officer gives my friend an incredulous look as he retorts, "What? I say to you, are you Sunday? Go. You go home Sunday?" "Oh, yes, Sunday," I go home, and the agent points a laconic index finger towards the exit door. Baggage check looms on the far side of the doorway. Another customs agent blocks our way and points us to a full-size red-green traffic light mounted on a head-high pole in the middle of the room. Completely perplexed by the traffic signal, we stand back for a moment and watch those ahead of us. My friend says, "Ah, it's the Mexican customs version of the kids' game Red Light, Green Light." What you do is approach the stoplight and stand there, looking stupid, as you push the crosswalk button. If the light turns red, it's not your day. We score a green light and head out into the busy terminal, and I say farewell to Santiago and head off down the concourse to find my connecting flight to Zihuatanejo. One more story. It's about the island wave on islands around the world. As we careened down a narrow roadway on the Caribbean island of Nevis, my driver, Daryl, would flash his lights at each oncoming car, and they would respond in kind. When I lived on the San Juan Islands in Washington State and Kodiak Island in Alaska, it was an obligatory local custom to wave at every approaching car, whether you knew the occupants or not. As an island newcomer, you soon learn the nuances of the island wave, and before long, you were doing the same. Eventually, you realized that safe driving on the twisty island roads sometimes called for decorum and safety in keeping your hands on the wheel, and thus you conveniently joined the army of the one- or two-finger wavers to retain a firm control of your car. A fairly acceptable and quite common alternate method of waving was via flashing your headlights. Everyone was included in this form of island communications. Even tourists indiscriminately received the wave of welcome, whether one or two fingers or a flash of the lights, and they too readily joined the club of wavers and flashers. When I was spending time on the Caribbean island of Nevis, I quickly discovered that in addition to flicking headlights, the one- or two-finger wave is equally ubiquitous and embedded in the culture. as Daryl, my driver, rounded a narrow bend, an oncoming van repeatedly and frantically flashed his headlights. I quickly learned that the locals here have a sophisticated language of communication connected with the flashing of their headlights. It's not just a single flick of the high beam. There is a libretto of variations depending on what needs to be communicated. I said to Daryl, "Dude, I think that guy is trying to warn you of something." "Oh, no, no worries, Tom. That's my buddy, and he's telling me, 'Sorry, brah, don't have time to stop and chat just now. I'm in a big hurry.'" As I observe the nuances of Daryl's flash codes, and I'm fairly confident that he and his island brethren had evolved a language of flash sequences that communicated a litany of coded information such as, "Brah, see you at the pub shortly," or variously, "How's your mother doing?" And so it is, on the islands around the world, the island wave and the flashing of headlights to say hello.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guesthouse overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students, preserving the past and inspiring future generations of dreamers. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle STEAM, along with studying the legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture. The Foundation at Hearst Castle not only changes the lives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors and members. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer on KCBX Radio. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
Se asoman las muchachas a la margarita como un espejo de agua. Se asoman y se admiran. Se asoman las muchachas a la margarita.